I walked into Caffeinated, and Maggie greeted me with a smile from behind the counter. "Hey, Nick." She glanced up at the clock on the wall above the espresso machine. "Can't believe it's already time for your afternoon fix."
"Yep, I need a double."
"Clichéd Monday?"
"Oh, yeah. How's your day been?"
"Busy, which is good, and I'm not complaining. Christmas will be here in a couple of weeks, and Addie has expensive tastes."
I rested my hip against the counter and crossed my arms over my chest, feigning a calm I didn't feel. Yes, I was stalling. You can't just come right out and ask a woman for a date, no matter what my mother and Simone believed. You have to use some finesse. A little small talk goes a long way. Unfortunately, I blurted out the first thing that came to my mind. "So, how was the blind date?" I stifled a groan when the words left my lips. I should kick my own ass. "Way to go. Do you hear yourself? Sure, remind her of dating another guy, jackass. You deserve to fail."
"Oh my God, don't even get me started," Maggie groused.
"Not looking good for you, moron." I waited, but she wasn't forthcoming with details. "Please start from the beginning." "Oh, shut the fuck up, man."
"Let's just say when I found out Chet detests cereal, dinner went downhill from there."
"You want to elaborate on that?"
"Nope. That's all I'm going to say. We shall not speak of it again. The blind date from hell is forever relegated to the never-happened pile."
"That's not fair. You can't drop expressions like blind date from hell and never-happened pile and expect me to drop it."
"Dude, what the fuck are you doing? Stop talking."
I completely ignored my logical inner voice in favor of curiosity. "To be honest, teasing me like that is just mean. I thought you were better than that." Maddie giggled.
"Oh my God, put the puppy dog eyes away."
She swatted at me with a dish towel. She told me about her date and how judgmental Chet was. The more she revealed to me, the angrier I got. I briefly considered finding Chet and giving him an old-fashioned beatdown. I could always come back later and ask Maggie out. The only thing that stopped me from doing that was fear. I was afraid if I left, I'd miss any opportunity to stake my claim. I had a feeling Simone would keep her word and continue throwing their single male friends at Maggie until one of them stuck if I didn't, quote, man up. Statistically speaking, Maggie was bound to hit it off with one of them, and that was totally unacceptable. I crossed my arms over my chest and frowned at her. "What a dick. You should have tased his ass."
"I know. I can honestly say that not tasing Chet Miller will go down as one of the greatest regrets of my life."
"What the hell kind of name is Chet, anyway?"
Maggie snorted. "I know, right? With a name like that, his parents pretty much guaranteed he would grow up to be a douche. Maybe I should find the elder Millers and tase them."
"That's not a bad idea. I bet if you Google Chet the douche's parents, an image of two equally douchey-looking old people pop up."
"I'm so tempted to check," she said with a smirk. "Anyway, I decided to, no offense to present company, completely swear off penis bearers. You're nothing but trouble."
Fuck my life. I was going to kill Simone. Paul would just have to learn to be single.
"Not all of us are trouble.
You shouldn't judge us all by the actions of a few asshats." I pushed my fingers through my hair. She studied me for a moment.
"What's with you? You seem anxious or something."
"Tell the truth or lie. Fuck it. Go big or go home, Nick." "Right now, I'm kicking myself for bringing up your it never happened. That was really stupid."
"Why?"
"Truth?"
"Always."
She looked up at me, and it was all I could do not to get lost in her golden eyes. "Because I didn't only come in for my usual large Americana. I came in to ask you a question." A few minutes later, Maggie crossed the room with my coffee in one hand and a bear claw in the other. I tried not to stare at the way her hips swayed. Tried and failed. I leaned back in my chair so she could set the plate in front of me.
"So, what was your question?"
she asked, looking a little wary. I cleared my throat and mentally crossed my fingers.
"Will you go out with me on Saturday night?"
I blurted the words out, sounding like a teenage boy asking out his first crush. "Way to go, smooth operator." Maggie froze.
What?
Everything after that happened in slow motion. My coffee slipped from Maggie's fingers, hit the table, teetered for a moment, then fell over, dumping coffee all over the table and onto my lap. I jumped back out, knocking the chair over in the process, trying to avoid a scalding hot direct hit to my manhood. Maggie stared in horror, and a flush worked its way up her neck to her cheeks. I would have laughed at the situation had she not looked completely mortified and on the verge of tears. Her hand flew up to her mouth.
"Oh my God! Oh my God!"
Chloe ran over with a handful of towels. She handed Maggie a few and then began soaking up the dark liquid from the floor. Maggie shook herself from her shock and started towards me.
"Nick, talk to me. Are you okay? Oh my God, please, please say you're okay."
She started dabbing the front of my pants. My dick twitched. Who knew arousal was possible when your skin was on fire? I caught her wrist to stop her. If she rubbed my crotch one more time, I wouldn't be able to control myself.
"I've got that." "No, no, I'll help."
She glanced at me with pleading eyes.
"Please, please tell me that you're okay. I'm not McDonald's. I can't afford a permanently disfigured penis by scalding hot coffee lawsuit. It'll ruin me."
I barked out a laugh and an idea struck. I don't know. I took the towel from her hand and tossed it on the table. Penis disfigurement is a guaranteed win. I'll make you a deal. I won't sue you if you agree to go out with me on Saturday.
Are you serious?
So I was taking advantage of the situation. If you can't use a scalding hot liquid almost castration to your benefit, what can you exploit? "I'm very serious, Maggie. I want to take you out to dinner." She licked her lips. "Would this dinner be a friend zone thing or a date thing?" I couldn't tell which answer she thought would be better, but I wouldn't lie. Yeah, I was manipulating her, but I would start this relationship as I meant it to go. Maggie deserved better than the men who came before me. I wasn't her ex, and I wouldn't give her a reason to think otherwise. A date thing. She looked at my wet pants.
"So you're okay then?"
If she didn't stop looking at it, she was going to see how okay I was. Will the possibility of a permanently disfigured penis result in a negative answer to my request?
No.
You're not sure?
No, I mean, yes, I...
She was so damn adorable when she flustered.